Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is the Frey Podcast, brought to you by thefrey.com, a place for women who want more from life.
Is that a beef for Brendan on your necklace?
Yes. I was recording then. Triggered.
That's wild.
I'll have to
be. You're as bad as me. He's getting things tattooed on your body.
A necklace is hardly the same as a tattoo. Hi, guys. We're live. We're recording. I literally hit record because Mallory said, hang on, I might need to burp. So I thought I'd get her doing a gross intro and then she just was all shook. And I was like, I like him or something.
That's wild.
I know.
What the frick is that?
I like him a lot.
It's a bit.
Maybe more than like.
Very cute.
So cute.
So cute.
All right, team. So Mallory is back.
About to go check if my toaster floats. Look at that. So cute.
Anytime I say anything nice that like King and I have done, she's like, cool, BRB, just got to check if my toaster floats. Anyway, we're back.
Yeah, I'm back.
Don't do that. Please just, Mal, don't. Just leave me be, all right?
Okay, I'm sorry.
She was trying to take an Instagram story of me. It's so annoying. Okay, what are we saying? Welcome back.
I'm shook, but yes, welcome back, everyone.
Why are you shook?
Because you've got a boy's name around your neck.
Why is that confronting for you?
Because you never do that.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
I know. I keep saying to him, if someone like took a transcript of our conversations, they'd be like, these two people are such sycophants, like so into each other. Like it's gross.
It is gross. They were like, you're sitting on his lap at dinner last night.
Just one chair, thanks, from now on. Okay. Anyway, we're back.
I'm so single.
You are, and you're back out there.
I am. I am back
she
on.
She never misses a beat.
I don't miss a beat. Why? I am back on Tinder Premium.
As she puts her fingers down, which has her ex's initials tattooed on it.
I've just surrendered to the chaos that is my body. Many tattoos, many initials. Maybe I'll start doing what you're doing, just get a necklace. And
I think that's a much, but much better idea.
Jacob, that does my tattoos, said to me he's just going to get me one of those stencil stamps made up.
Oh, yeah, so just flick through the
alphabet. Yeah, so I can just stencil them on and then he can wipe them off because he said he's getting really sick of covering things up on my body.
Which I know was. Speaking of that, last night, Dad's telling a story about how you had something covered up when you were 16.
Literally the same day I'd just gotten one covered up. Anyway,
so naughty.
I'm just surrendered to it. I love a story. I love a story, even if it's at the expense of me.
It always is.
Yeah, I'm back out there. I've got
this is the weirdest intro.
I've got Tinder Premium, of course. I don't like to get my feelings hurt, so I like to know who's liked me so I can just like them back. Mind you, it does kind of hurt my feelings when I see what has also liked me.
There's nothing that, like, brings you down a level as much sometimes.
As, like, 46-year-old Jerry who loves cats, has no front teeth.
You've got to take a swing.
Shoot your shot.
Absolutely. But anyway, this episode we are going to answer some questions and we're also going to go over some bad date stories. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me pull up some – no, before we pull up questions, you are back on Tinder Premium, but you've also been out on dates.
I have, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Interesting. I've only been on one.
No, sorry.
That wasn't a Tinder one. Last night was not a Tinder. I found him in the wild. I've been on two Tinder dates. Yeah, two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, you can times that by four when we're talking to
the musician.
Mm-hmm.
He was
super cute.
Super cute. Not my guy.
Way too nice for you.
Way too nice. That was nice. It was a nice. It was nice.
Just ripping the Band-Aid off and getting back out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I went on one on Saturday night.
And we saw you this Sunday and you were not a, 100%.
Not 100%. It was a date. He was not my guy either. But
you had fun.
I had fun. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. We'll leave that one there. So she's back out. She's dating. And it was funny because, like, not too long ago, you were saying to me, you're going to have to carry this podcast.
Yeah, you were going to have to do
and all my, the... my, how the tables have
turned.
You
were going to have to do all the dating. Now I am doing all of the dating.
All the heavy lifting.
Someone's got to do it.
Absolutely.
I'm fine with it, but because I just, I don't have to invest in anybody. I'm all for that. I'm happy just to go for the story.
Just to spread those seeds all across.
I'm glad you far and wide.
I was thinking with the sowing you wild oats analogy from another episode. I wasn't going to say like.
My eyes are like wide open staring at her. I mean, you're not too far off the mark, but anyway.
Okay, so we're going to answer some questions. Some have been posted in the Frey Facebook group and others were via Instagram stories, and then we're going to review those bad dates that people submitted a little while ago. First question, do you ever wish you had your marriage back? Have you ever had regrets? I am recently divorced and I am struggling hard with the single life and I want my comfort back. I am sad all the time.
Yeah, and I think it's super normal to do that. Even now, like Mark and I have been split for coming on 3 years. And it is still times where I think, oh my goodness, how much easier would it be to be in a marriage where...
Especially because you guys just went on like kind of like a little family vacation.
Yeah, and we do things like that. We take the kids away and we...
He's a tolerant king.
He's the tolerant king. He puts up with so much of my shit.
Thanks for every episode.
But I think it's really, really normal. And that's what like Mark and I were talking. And because they are our children like together, it's not, you know, I'm dating someone and they were trying to parent my kids. It was both of us as a parent. But we were friends and we did take them away. And I said to him, how easy is this when they are our kids? But I'm like, I don't want to be with you, but I just want to be able to parent with you. I'm probably not even answering the question right, but I think it's normal to want, maybe not necessarily the marriage, but to want the stability of having somebody that can equally help you in a way that only your husband or the father of your children kind of has done so far, which you haven't found in another partner. I definitely haven't found that in another partner moving forward, and I never probably will. So that is a hard thing to understand and a hard thing to kind of swallow. But after spending,
you don't think that you'll find someone that you will be like in a family unit with moving forward?
I hope that I do, but I also don't think that it will ever feel the same as when they are
biologically
yeah. theirs, and that's 100% honest and just something that I've absolutely, you know, like, I guess, succumb to understanding.
Well, with this question specifically, I don't know whether this lady has children because she says, do you ever wish you had your marriage back? Have you ever had regrets? I am recently divorced and I am struggling hard with the single life and I want my comfort back. I am sad all of the time. I think it's incredible the self-awareness there to be like, it's my comfort I want back.
Yeah.
Because perhaps the key here is that she's not saying, I want my
family unit.
No, I want John back. You know, like I really miss John or whatever his name is. She's saying, I want my comfort back. And as humans, we all have a certain tolerance, like a certain threshold for uncertainty. Some people do better with uncertainty. And other people really need certainty and stability. And so to have that removed and be like, oh, I thought I had this guaranteed future. Now it's not there. To have this question mark over the future. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like if you value certainty highly, no wonder you're going to be struggling. But specifically, do you ever wish you had your marriage back? I know in the early days of splitting, for me, it was definitely a roller coaster of knowing it was so not right, but also like my heart just hurting and thinking like this is like should we repair this because there's so much rhetoric surrounding, you know, you've got to fight for what you want and a successful relationship is based on longevity and all of that stuff. And I think that's part of the healing process is like you long for it and then you realize it's not right and then you long for it again and then you realize it. And that's why I think it's important not to act on it.
Yeah, agree.
unless you really want to.
No,
like, unless you need to. So yeah, I think we've both had moments of thinking and feeling like that for sure. And I'm just so sorry that you're sad all of the time. Just know that things can change, things will get better. And you just don't know when. And I think that's one of the biggest things. Like, you have to have hope, right?
Yeah, definitely. And things, yeah, it does get better. Always.
Next one. We want to know, is Mallory still seeing the Nivea guy too, which we've addressed in the episode before this one? It's a hard no.
It's a hard no. It's a hard pass.
Update on Lycraman. I'm thinking he's gone.
He is not gone.
That one. I think I even mentioned that comment. What else? Would love to hear about how both your journeys with your health and relationships to your bodies, fitness and body image, and how you two differ or relate on the topic, if you're comfortable sharing, of course. So our journeys with, like, health and relationships to your bodies, I'll go first and you can just share what you're comfortable with.
Sure.
There's no pressure. For me, I've definitely had a, like, what I would say is a complicated relationship with my body probably my whole life. And it kind of reached a pinnacle in my early 20s when I had a very bad eating disorder, which you drove me to the mental hospital when I was like, I can't live, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure would have been really, like, confronting for you as a little sister to do that.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, I was starving myself so extremely and had such bad body image. I'll go into that in another episode.
I think probably. I was just going to say, I think, like, I'm really happy to touch base on that, but I think it needs to be
you want to be more prepared.
A whole episode, yeah. because I think we
Very similar but very different.
Very similar but very different, and we both have very disordered, we have had very disordered kind of
thoughts
and eating problems. And
well, even last night being there with Dad, I was like, this is why, not to blame Dad because it's not about a blame game, but I think it's like, as an adult being recovered from my ED as much as I think I'll ever be, I look at Dad and I'm like, oh, I see a lot of reasons.
Yeah, why? And I think us sitting there last night was a
bit of a wake-up call.
A big thing as to, okay, this is why we struggle, I guess. But again, I think, yeah, I would be happy to touch on that, but I think it would almost be like a proper...
And maybe an episode worth getting an expert in.
Yeah.
But I would say for me, my body image improved dramatically when I became pregnant. Like, 100%, like, and became a mum. And that's something I didn't expect. I thought that I would struggle with getting pregnant and the changes to my body during pregnancy and also after, but it changed my relationship, my appreciation for my body.
See, it's funny you say that. I definitely feel the same, but not after my first pregnancy. So not after Piper, but definitely after the twins, because my body did change. But then I'm like, holy moly, like, I grew these.
Holy moly.
Like, I grew two babies. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. You're also a bit older too with the twins.
Yeah. I'm older. I was 26. I wasn't 40.
When you had Piper, you were much younger. And I guess I wonder if you had a better relationship to your postpartum body because you were a little bit more mature.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, definitely.
I wasn't saying you're an old gal.
I am geriatric mother. No, nothing wrong with that. I agree. I just think that we have both had very similar kind of journeys with that, but different. So I think we should touch on that in a whole episode.
Yeah. Someone also suggested doing an episode with Dad.
We'd have to.
Oh, and he was on one last night. Oh,
he was
all sorts. Okay, what else have we got here? Some questions. Dying for the latest update. Seems like a lot has changed. I think we need weekly updates.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Well, I mean, the update that is before this episode is it in a nutshell, and it's just because we'd batched those other episodes.
Yeah, and I think that's super current. So we've given a really good update. But I'm all for weekly updates. I feel like Kylie's may not change, but mine will be quite exciting for the next few weeks.
Mine will hopefully just be me gushing.
Yeah. And mine will be me with like a series of terrible dates or something.
You tell guys that you're seeing that you have, like, that you speak on a podcast, don't you?
Because
some of them will slide in and comment, won't they? You had one say,
"Oh yeah,
I'm doing well, except for
I didn't." This is really funny, and I'm talking to him again now, super platonically. But someone I was seeing, and I trashed him a little bit, just thinking he would never ever listen to this podcast. And I said, and he slid into the DMs, and then said something, and I said, "Yeah, how are you going?" And he said, "I'm really good, except for being called X on a podcast." And I was like, it was the first time that I went, "Oh my goodness, people actually listen, like men actually listen to us."
I told you this. And you did well to not just like block him then and ghost out like you would have
Well, I previously had blocked him and ghosted out, so I'd come back, so I couldn't do it a second time. But that was a little bit confronting.
Okay. Does Mallory take lessons from boyfriends and try not to repeat?
He is hoping. He is hoping. I mean, the last one, Nivea, I definitely took some lessons from, and I will not be repeating them. So,
God willing. Did Mallory actually get his name tattooed?
No.
Yes, she did.
Definitely not.
I'm looking at it. She absolutely did.
It's a C. A C for Cameron, Charles.
On your wedding finger. I'll leave you alone because I don't want you to lose it, but you did. You did.
I did.
These are all, they're all coming for you.
Why?
Has Mallory been mixing up her normal type when she gets her flirt on?
Oh.
When you're not trying to flirt with our boyfriend.
He's our boyfriend, so I'm entitled to a little bit.
Literally does.
Yeah, I'll flirt with anybody. Like, I don't have a type.
Including our dad.
Including Dad, don't say that. That's sicko. Weird. No, I'll flirt with any.
What's weird? You told me you were clipping his back.
He's going to Thailand to hopefully find us a mother, and he wanted me to shave his back, so I shaved his back for him.
Where did you say you draw the line, though?
Shaving his chest. He can do that. He is a competent king. He can clipper his own chest. I definitely
did. You say something about moisturizing last night?
Yeah, I said I'm not moisturizing him. Absolutely not.
This is wrong on so many levels.
So many levels. He'd had a few yesterday.
Okay. So have you been mixing up your normal type? Well, you did say that you went on a date with a nice musician. That's not your usual
I
did. Type.
I actually forgot tiny. About a date. I went on a date with a...
That's what I mean by times it by four.
Yeah, because I block out. I forget. Like, I mean, what's a date? Like, I'm not sleeping with them all. I'm just going for dinner.
Sleeping with them all.
No, just a select few. Yeah, I did. I have mixed up my type, but I'm...
In what way?
I've been trying to stay away from the ones that I guess are my typical physically as well. Like... she's looking at me because I had a little slip up on the weekend. But aside from that, I've been trying to steer away from my usual type. I've been on a date with two kind of very, very different men than what I usually would. And they are so lovely, but they are so nice.
Too nice for you.
And I just find it really, really boring. So that's maybe something like maybe I probably do need some sort of therapy, but
you do,
but I will
she just keeps talking.
Oh yeah. I will flirt with anybody, a guy, a girl. I don't mind. I might jump ship.
I think probably innately we both do have a flirtatious nature because both of our parents, I would say, are like that, you know, like they're both quite like personable and touch. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like
we
grew up seeing people that were really comfortable being like
vivacious.
Vivacious. Oh my gosh.
I definitely have a flirty personality. But I also can change it pretty quickly.
Yeah. It's either flirty or dead cold.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you find it hard to end things in dating when not sure?
I do not have any trouble ending things if I am. Kylie had a cat hair on her nose. I've just pulled that off. So it's like a cat hair. I don't have any trouble ending things.
Mm. So, but sometimes your version of ending is just ghosting out.
Yeah, well, I've ended it, so it wasn't a problem.
Do you find it hard to end things in dating when not sure? I think the key part is there. If you're not sure, then why are you ending it? Like, if you're not sure whether you want to end,
maybe she's not sure on the guy.
Right.
I personally have no problems, and I don't think you should either. If you're seeing someone and you're like, no, this isn't my guy, just tell them and be super honest.
And also the way they respond tells you so much about them too.
Oh, absolutely. I am 100%. I've just ghosted out before, but it's because I didn't feel like they needed an explanation.
Mm. Whereas I had an experience not too long ago where I said to someone like, we're going to have to just change it and just be, pardon? Yes.
She's mounting. She's mouthing, not mounting. I misspoke there.
Gosh, I'm really tired. Him. When, like, I just wanted to be upfront and be like, no, I'm seeing someone, like, and I'm really into this person. And his reply was so great. Like, just like a reply, like, you're such a catch, timing, da 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 da. And I was like, wow, that gives you so much intel, I think, on someone. So if you're worried about ending it because of fear of hurting their feelings or fear of how they're going to respond, I think just being respectful and honest is the right way to do it. And you'll just see.
Oh, definitely. And I think I can probably give an example of that where I didn't do the right thing. So
you?
Yeah, I know. Unbelievable. So the one that we were just previously talking about that slid back in and said, I'm fine except for being addressed on the podcast. The Short King, SK, shout out. Happy birthday, by the way. It's your birthday today. He also asked me not to talk about him on the podcast unless it was nice. But this is nice.
He loved going to him with, like, going for muffins and
I did. Cakes. I really did. And he's a great guy. But I didn't do the right thing by him. I ghosted him. I completely ghosted him. I didn't block him, but I just did not reply to anything he said to me. Literally left him on scene. And then Nivea Man popped up and obviously he went, oh, okay, she's seeing someone. But then obviously we've been talking again and I said, I'm really, really sorry. And he said, look, you don't owe me anything. He said to me, I felt hurt because I thought I'd done something wrong.
Yeah. So giving people the peace of mind, I think.
And I said that to him. I said, you didn't do anything wrong. Like, it was 100% me. And he said that makes me feel better.
Like, you might have turned a corner with taking responsibility for things.
I definitely.
Who is this 30-year-old version of you?
Dirty 30.
But I think it's also reasonable to find it hard sometimes to end things in dating because you don't want to hurt someone's feelings, but you also just never know what they're up to, really.
Yeah, agree. Just be honest. And that's something that, I mean, unless they are like a little bit strange and you feel like ghosting out is the best option, just try and have an honest conversation.
Yeah. And you can just do it via text too, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depending on how, like, what your level is, if it's just been a couple of dates and you're not sure, you can just send that it's not you, it's me text. Yeah.
Yeah.
Botox, fillers, skincare tricks, and makeup. So just that broad topic, I guess. So I think we've touched on the fact that we both have anti-wrinkle injections. I've had them since the boys were babies, like, kind of as a preventative, I guess. Yes, and I still get my anti-wrinkle. I get my crow's feet done in my forehead. Years ago I did have filler when I was much skinnier. I had filler put in under my eyes and also my cheeks, and I really didn't like it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it at all, and it dissolved, thankfully, and I wouldn't have filler put in my face again in that way. I get my lips done.
You got a lip flip last time, not your actual.
Yeah, not actually injected because I don't want big, like, porn star lips.
She doesn't want lips like mine. She's trying to say she hates my lips.
No, I don't hate your lips. I don't hate your lips at all. I love the lady that has always done my lips. She does such a good job, I think. and I didn't really need more volume put in. So this time I just had like a little lip flip when I had my Botox top up.
Yeah. And I get pretty much the same. I get anti-wrinkle on my forehead, my frown, my crow's feet. Oh, and I get my bunnies done on my nose.
Like around the side there.
Yeah. Huh. But I also, yeah, I get my lips done. I didn't the time just gone because Kylie told me not to.
Yeah, they're big.
But yeah, I think it's great. I think it is. I probably guess like I think we have touched on this in a previous episode, but our dad and mum both have very, very strong foreheads with wrinkles on them. So I think ours is definitely just a genetic kind of thing. So mine's definitely more preventative than anything.
Genetic/vanity.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my face does not move and I like it like that.
Yeah. Do you use specific skincare? No. Just like a baby wipe kind of gal?
I use Cetaphil for just the washing.
Did you have acne?
I did, yeah.
So I was trying to think when I saw that. I was like, oh, I don't think you've ever had overly problematic skin. And I was like, no, you did. Because I remember the towel getting bleached.
Proactive. From, yeah. Our mum bought like me Proactive when I was young, like maybe 12, 13. Mm. I did have problematic skin. And I would say now still I have the occasional hormonal breakout. I definitely am not like a five-step skin care as Kylie's sitting here rubbing her hydration mask all over the marine carpet. I just literally use a Cetaphil like face wash.
Have to get you onto some Esme.
And a moisturizer. But I'm not, I can't commit to that.
Mm. See, perhaps in my 20s I was similar to you, such as like I would just use a baby wipe and whatever and just like body moisturizer on my face. And then when I got into my 30s I was like, nope, I really want to look after my skin. That's why I do use Esme and swear by them. I love it. But that was pretty much it for those questions. We do have a couple of bad date stories that were submitted. Please,
I want to hear these so bad.
There aren't too many, which is nice. Like I'd be worried if there were lots of bad dates submitted. Okay. Let's start here. My husband took me to Supertramp. I'm guessing that's a trampoline park. 4 weeks post bub for something fun together. Oh, bless.
That's funny. That's just a typical like dumb male thing to do.
Yeah. So for anyone listening who's like, why are they laughing? You definitely should absolutely not be jumping after you have a baby. I had someone shove a duck pancake in my mouth after I said I didn't like the sound of it. shove a duck pancake in. Could be worse. He didn't talk the entire date, and then the next day he messaged me saying he wanted a second date.
Oh. Maybe he was just a shy king.
Yeah.
That's hard. But
if he didn't say anything,
did he literally say through nothing, like a mute or I don't know.
Have you had that where someone thinks a date's going really well and you're like, no, it's not for me? Like or do you find that most people kind of mutually can read the room?
Oh, I think mostly like it's quite mutual. Like I don't think I've ever been on a date where – either one of us has thought it's good. Oh, actually, no. I don't think I have. I think everyone's been pretty mutual.
I think if they have any degree of emotional intelligence, someone can read the room and know. Like I've gone on dates before where I've been talking to the person in the lead up and lots of communication and it's like, oh, this is going to be a great date, go on the date. And then after the date, it's like you just both know that or they know that you're not interested based off the rhythm, like
I don't think the
cadence that you're replying at or what you're saying. Like if you send a message that's like, thanks so much, it was great to meet you tonight, that's pretty telling, like rather than being like, I can't wait to see you again.
Yeah, I think especially as adults, you know, in your 20s and 30s, like it's, you can read the room.
Yeah.
And you're not always going to gel with everyone. So that's something to keep in mind too. Like you're not always going to be able to have a conversation that flows with every single person.
He took me to a beach at night. Are we 15? Question mark. Then mid-conversation grabbed my boob through my dress. Oh, no.
No, that's a little bit predatory.
I was about to say that's a bit, yeah.
Yeah,
a bit. A little sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Ew.
Like the beach at night, I mean, has potential. The boob grab, not so much.
First date, I walked into a half-opened elevator door and broke my nose, blood everywhere.
Oh,
poor thing. Oh. That's something I do.
Yeah, that's
poor little thing. Walking into a half-opened elevator
door. I would love to know, like, how he handled it.
Yes. Give us more info.
Yeah, more info, but that's something both of us would do.
Breaking your nose on a first date, blood everywhere, and you just being like, I'm fine, it's fine. It happens all the time. Don't mind me. Oh, there's blood streaming from my nose. It's fine.
I think I heard it earlier.
Yeah. I broke this on the way here. I'm fine. Said he was a non-smoker but kept disappearing, coming back smelling of cigarette smoke. The jig is up. Would you date a smoker?
Everyone I've dated has been a smoker except for Mark.
Gross.
Yeah.
Late to the date and said he had to take the long route to avoid the police as he was known.
Are you dating my ex? I feel like if you see my ex on Tinder, which a few people have and sent me.
Oh, because you had him all over your socials.
Yeah, so a few people obviously. No one knows his name, and the name that he's using is not his name. So I guess that's just one thing is if you are seeing him and
stay woke,
girls.
Wife left him for another woman, spoke about her the whole time, and they still live together.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad date story. That's a very bad date story.
Yeah, that's just remove yourself from the situation story.
That's the time where I would just ghost out. Yeah. No explanation needed.
Yeah. Oh, see, I would. Like, if I was in that situation, I would say, like, oh, it's nice to meet you, but I'm just going to leave things here because it sounds like you've got a lot to work through. You wouldn't?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. He was too hot. I choked on my spaghetti. I couldn't talk because, well, super hotness, and I never heard from him again.
Oh,
spaghetti.
Noodles.
The next one is, it was bad for him. He was late. So while I waited, I signed us both up to donate blood. Poor guy was scared of needles and almost fainted. I couldn't be there with him. By the time he was released, I had to leave. So that was that. And nothing eventuated from it. So she's saying the date was bad for him because he was late. So while she waited, she signed them both up to donate blood.
That's a really weird thing. I hope my guy kind of. What?
You think he was like not being released on purpose?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to stay in here and have more cookies.
Literally. That's very strange. That's a strange thing to do. I don't think you can. I mean, obviously, you didn't willingly like sit him down and put the cannula in, but I don't think you should just be signing people up to donate blood.
I think it's like quite a cute thing to do when you're in a couple. Like, you know, you can both go and do it, but would I sign someone up?
Because they were late, like as a punishment.
Yeah. It's funny.
That's funny. Good for you. But if my guy ghosted you, you know why.
All right.
So he was probably too weak to speak.
He's still having a little milk arrowroot or a scotch finger in the waiting room. Oh, gosh. All right. Well, that is all for this episode.
That's really funny.
Yeah, that's funny. I still think nothing will top the guy that had the milk under his seat.
Oh my gosh, I was getting my nails done the other day and this is so funny. I was getting my nails done the other day and this man who was like a full-blown like mid-40s tradie, high-vis, came in to get a pedicure and he literally had a 1.25 litre of milk sitting on his lap and he was drinking from it. So I sent Kylie like a sneaky picture of it. But I think the milk is my favourite date so far.
Terrible. Before we do wrap up, what have your dates been like lately? What sort of dates are you going on?
Oh, I've done a couple of coffee dates, mm-hmm. One dinner one.
Oh, who was the dinner one with?
Someone that is very much typically my type.
Okay.
Who
say less.
Say less. And then I did go on a date with somebody that is previously known and that was quite successful.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll stay tuned.
Yeah.
In the meantime, where can people follow you?
On Instagram @mybluntourage.
All right, easy. And I will put that in the show notes as well. If you are not part of the Frey Facebook group, make sure you jump over and join us there. And we will open up, I think, for like a have you ever soon.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. Yeah.
All right. Talk to you guys soon.
Bye. This is what I want. This is what I need. If you don't have to go, I can set you free. Are you gonna make a move? Are you gonna come and see? Whatever you wanna do, you know it's cool with me. Whisper in the dark. Whispers in the dark. You come to play, don't you? Looking for something new. I got a lot underneath. Tricks up my
up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.